The Illinois Farm Bureau is more than one of more than a dozen groups working on protecting monarch butterflies and their habitats. The organization is working with farmers to change mowing practices, plant pollinator habitats, and to closely monitor pesticides as part of their conservation efforts. For more on this, I'm joined now by Lauren Lurkins. She's Director of Environmental Policy for the Illinois Farm Bureau. And also with us is Evan Holteen. He's the Farm Bureau President for Bureau County. That's about an hour north of Peoria. Lauren and Evan, welcome to the 21st. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks. Glad to be here.
So it's going to be a sort of a shorter conversation. Sorry, the last one went a little long. But I wonder, Lauren, for someone who might not know, what role do pollinators play in our food system and our overall ecosystem? Why are they important?
Yeah, so lately in the agricultural space, we've been talking about the monarch butterfly as well as pollinators in general. And we in ag, we support sort of that diversity out on the countryside, wanting our row crop and different facets of agriculture to coexist with pollinators and habitats. And I think Evan might be able to speak more directly about the benefit that pollinators can play, but we need pollinators to help pollinate many of the foods that we grow across the state and the food that we eat. And we also think that our row crop agriculture in the state can actually serve as a place where we can and have, in fact, add additional habitat to support a variety of species.
All right. So how about that, Evan? Can you tell us more about some of the changes you've made to your farm to support pollinator populations? What do these conservation efforts look like and why are they important?
Yeah, certainly. So a few years ago, we added a pollinator habitat on our farm just as a way to try to redirect some of those pollinator species to be a little more prevalent in the area for our fruit trees and our raspberry bushes. And I think, you know, with the fact that there's so many commodities grown in Illinois that don't require pollinators, that sometimes it's easy to maybe lose sight a little bit about their value to some of the commodity crops. But we have such a diverse degree of agriculture in the state. And so when row crop farmers have these kind of niche areas that are a good fit for some of these pollinator habitats, it just increases the kind of refuge space and the activity of the monarch butterflies and bees and any other pollinator, you know, within our state, and makes them a little more available to the farmers and growers that need them for fruit trees or vegetable crops and whatever else we might be growing.
And what does a, just briefly, and maybe just a few seconds, what take us there? What does a pollinator habitat look like?
So it's just an area designated for native flowering plants that are pollen sources for bees or milkweed for the monarch, for example, that just a safe space to grow those specific plants required for those species.
So you kind of regionally draw the insects in sort of a micro region to this area in the hopes that they spread out into the surrounding agricultural areas to do their business. Lauren, what role has agriculture played, and unfortunately we are running out of time here, but what role has agriculture played, and do you hope it will continue to play in helping to stabilize these populations?
Yeah, and we could go on and on and on, but the work here in the state actually dates back a number of years until about 2014. And what we just recently did at the end of May at Illinois Farm Bureau, we worked with nonprofits and our agencies across the state, as well as agribusiness, and we really pulled together the metrics at the amount of habitat that's gone into the state to support the monarch butterfly and pollinators more generally. And in fact, we're looking at close to 1 million different acres put into different federal or state conservation programs to support pollinators, as well as over $100,000 of research support right here in our state, and gobs of education and outreach from everybody. So we're very excited that the Illinois agricultural sector can play an important role. What we did was we took those metrics and we actually submitted them to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service so that they can rely on that data when they start to make decisions on whether, in fact, the monarch butterfly should be listed as an endangered species.
Hmm. Well, this is an interesting subject, and unfortunately, that's all the time we have to talk about it. We will tweet out some more information about this if people want to learn more. Lauren Lurkins is Illinois Farm Bureau Director of Environmental Policy. We've also been speaking with Bureau County Farmer Evan Holteen. Thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we go, we want to bid a fond farewell to Libby Foster, who started on the 21st as an intern and at this point is our longest serving producer on the show. I've had the privilege of working with Libby on some of my favorite segments, like my interview with author Dave Eggers, and she brought a sharp eye for stories and a thoughtful approach to shaping interviews. Libby, we wish you all the best in the next phase of your career and know that you will be sorely missed. Our program is also produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpasan's our engagement producer. Intern is Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft. This is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey.